Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wait, you changed your name to McLovin?
Doesn't even have a first name, it just says McLovin.
This guy's either going to think, here's another kid with a fake ID, or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor.
I am McLovin.
Yeah. The Don and Mike Show. Okay, so let's talk super bad for a second.
They give love a bad name. Don and Mike.
That number 13, I think, is more super bad here.
I am truly jealous. You got the on us when you were a baby.
Yeah, well, at least you got the on your dad's.
Wow.
I guess I won't be taking my kids to that.
Here's another clip from Superbad.
All right. That's why you need to stop being in there, okay? You can her for like 2 months before you leave, and I'm not gonna dance around it. She looks like a good.
Now,
wow.
One more. Hold on.
Mike's very human, and I think.
Oh, that's about Mike Vick.
She's DTF. She's down to man.
Right.
She wants to man. What do you bottle of lube? Girls. They're good to go.
Here's what I have heard.
From Superbad.
I have heard from various people, I didn't get to see it this weekend, that it is funnier than There's Something About Mary.
Really?
Now, the thing is, I've been kind of sucked into this trap before.
Yeah.
I thought that movie knocked up with that same guy, Seth, what's his name, was going to be.
Seth Rogen.
Slap nuts funny. And there were parts in it that truly were slap nuts funny. And even thinking about it, I wouldn't compare it to Something About Mary if it's great. Compare it to the last really great comedy I saw, Borat.
Borat, right.
So the question is Superbad as funny as Borat?
Wow, that's a pretty high standard.
Tough.
I'm wondering.
That is a very high standard.
I'm going to go see Superbad anyway. I know it made buku dollars this weekend.
Right.
A lot of people like it. Rob wanted to come up to the microphone to say, the movie has more F-words than any other film in history, even more than The Big Lebowski.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's worth taking a look at.
With your daughters.
Sure, come on, girls.
They've never heard those words before, Mike.
Yes.
Like, they've never heard those words before.
Never.
Sure.
Only in, you know, in
only in tight games.
In tight games when the door is open and I'm perhaps a little louder than I need to be.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I got to say that Mike Vick's just despicable, you know? Only person you could compare him to is Hitler. That's the only person you can compare him to.
Hey, now you've crossed the line with Rob.
But I believe we've covered both ends of the spectrum now with Michael Vick.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Well, Don, this is not knee-slapping funny, but I'm going to
present
you with something that I had to run around today, and I visited two Best Buys and a Target store when I left my home. And just now, outside in Smoker's Corner, John Norman pulled that off of me, and I was wearing that on the front of on the back. Was it the back or the front of my thigh?
Side of your leg.
Side of my leg. That has been on the side of my leg through three stores. I did not go to the gas station like I thought, but it is now. I left my house at approximately 11:30-ish, and it is now.
Stand up and 4:30. Show me where on your leg the sticker was.
It would have been. John would have pulled it off of right
so
here.
So it was right direct, like by where your right pocket is.
Yeah, I should mention that I did make a purchase yesterday. I purchased a shiny new pair of dungarees.
Ah.
And I had, you know, I thought that I had taken care of this.
There are many tags to remove.
But it also is, it speaks to my recent discussions of weight loss and how everything's been going.
Oh.
See you on the porch. It's going super.
Yes, that's anybody that watched Porch Setting on CBS News would know this is not an exaggeration by any stretch of the imagination. It is
at least they're relaxed fit.
they need to be relaxed fit.
If it's worth anything.
And you can read what they pulled off there.
4230.
And that's, you know,
4,230 inches. No, 42 by 30.
Yeah, 4230 for those of you that have not been in that part of the denim section of your local department store, I should mention.
That's right.
4230, it's very rare that you will get a size larger than that.
It's hard to find anything bigger before you go to the dreaded
Big and Tall men's store. That's where it is. I have fluctuated from 38 to 42. I am at the 42 end of things right now, and I want to say that they're a little snug. Just a little bit snug with my Levi's advertising. Look, it's one thing to have a tag on your hat. It's one thing to have like an XL or a double XL tag that's hanging off your shirt.
So everywhere you went to the Target, Best Buy, you walked in.
Yeah, and it couldn't be
advertising
any larger.
The fact.
Levi's 4230 relaxed fit, and couldn't have been any plainer at all.
Rob Spiewak, who loves being on the microphone, writes.
He's energetic today.
He writes, "Dear Mike, Eddie Bauer stocks 44s.
Yeah, I don't need 44s.
Some of us do.
I know some of us do. I do not need those. Really, if I go beyond the 42, perhaps I could find those maternity jeans that, you know, and if you wear the shirt with the Hawaiian shirt hanging out,
right,
then you can comfortably wear a pair of maternity jeans
slimming
and have those hanging out. That is even though Levi's print the waist size and the length size on the patch, I'm comfortable with that. I don't mind that. But there's something about having the sticker on the side of your leg.
Yeah, I agree.
That is really just saying, hey, you're showing people something they don't need to see.
I used to be hung up on that, and I used to talk about it a lot. And then I gave it up. And I think maybe I mentioned this to you. Even skinny people are hung up about it. There's that episode of Jerry Seinfeld that they repeat where he has jeans that are like size 31 or something,
right?
And he takes an eraser and he wants to erase the one. And turn it into a zero.
I can relate to that. When I first eclipsed the 3-8 mark on my jeans, I tried to modify the numbers so that people would not be like, when in fact I'm not aware with guys that I have ever. No, that's not true. I was just about to say I've never looked at that.
Have you ever looked at that on guys? Have you really?
Absolutely.
He's a fag.
On Levi's,
I've gated in a handbag full of rainbows.
If I see a fat guy and he's wearing Levi jeans,
homo,
I go over there to take a peek.
Oh, jungle!
I have looked.
Gay.
Curious. Taking a peek. I'm very, very curious. And then if you see a real skinny guy, you kind of glance at it. I mean, Levi's, there it is for the whole world. Now I know people do see that if I have my shirt tucked in, which is a tall order lately.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
Super bad. Good way to compare it is it's Something About Mary, funny, not quite as funny as that, but it's got that kind of coming-of-age John Hughes 1980s movie type vibe to it.
All right. I'm really down with that. I love that.
It looks like it's got great characters.
But what you're saying is maybe not like Slap Nuts funny like Borat was.
There's some parts in it that you're going to be holding your sides and losing your breath laughing. But there's also some really good, like tender coming up as a young teenager type movie.
I don't care about that. But what I've heard more than anything else about this movie is that you will have to see it twice because there are so many jokes in certain parts.
And that's what a great comedy is.
You're laughing too much.
It's a series of gags.
And I hadn't laughed as much in a film since Sophie's Choice. I mean, this was good.
Well, there you go.
That's a good caller. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike. Tell us how much you weigh, Mike.
I'm not doing that. Fuck. I'm not.
Hey, Mark, I'll tell you how much I weigh.
All right, how much do you weigh? How much do you weigh?
I weigh 257 pounds. I am 5'8". Now, how much do you weigh, Mike?
I weigh more than you do.
Get out of here. I think that was the Oakland, California guy,
so.
Mike.
Right.
I think so.
Did you ever suck the sticker off of your jeans that advertised to the world that you're an incredible fat ass?
Here are... Are you done?
I'm done, yes. Yeah, of course I'm done.
Well,
yeah.
I love the show. If you want to continue.
I know you do.
If you want to continue.
No,
the,
you're being a friend.
The Mike and his
sticker being,
show.
You're being a friend, and I appreciate it. We can certainly move on. You'd have to put a little absinthe in me right now. I'm very embarrassed about my weight gain, and I'm working on it. I'm back on Weight Watchers, but when I get that number down into the threes again, I will I'll let you know. What the hell are you laughing at?
There could be some people who think they're talking about going from 400 to 300.
No, no, I'm in the 200s.
When you get down to 299.
I am nowhere near 300 pounds. Thank you very much. But I'm talking about the waist size when it's in the 30-inch range as opposed to the 40-inch range. I'll let you know. And I'm looking to, maybe by... Let's say 09 World Series.
This is the part I like the best.
Yes. 09 World Series.
09 World Series.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Get yourself some stretchy.
The maternity pants.
No, not the maternity pants.
Yes.
Get yourself some of the stretchy.
The stretch material for denim?
Well, I guess you can't with jeans.
No, the bottom line is.
With jeans, you're kind of screwed.
The bottom line is technically there's still, I mean, you know, I know I'm at the top end, the embarrassing end, but it is, hey, it's off the rack. It's off the rack in a regular store. Mm-hmm. And hey, you go beyond that, there is no turning back. There is absolutely no turning back. And it's hard, you know. And incidentally, yeah. Really, this is just for everybody. I guess I am continuing on this show.
A little bit,
but,
go ahead.
But seriously, why? Why on the bottom row, the last jeans on the very bottom row? Why do they make the largest jean sizes for the people that are fat asses that have to bend?
Because
and get down there. Why don't they put them in the top?
Because the world is made for skinny people, even
it
though
is.
There's more fat people than skinny people in
it
the
is,
world.
It is indeed. It is indeed. But I couldn't feel more comfortable in these.
Well, that's good.
They're just dreamy. They're fantastic.
Do you think,
actually, I like the 560s better than the 550s.
Do you think
as far
right
as
now,
the type of jeans.
Do you think right now that you have an indentation around your waistline from your underpants digging in?
Maybe. Let me see.
It's probably a sign they're too tight.
Let me see.
Checking for an indentation from the under.
You got it.
Elastic.
I see it, though. Yeah. Big indentation.
It's not. I'm going to look in the mirror.
Go ahead.
Michael will be right
there. It's not big.
We have absinthe, by the way.
I can see it.
I like that look.
Who doesn't? The midriff look? On Mike? Sure.
Did you ever see Mike pull up his shirt and go into the bathroom?
Many times.
Yeah, you're right.
It's visible.
No, you're right. No, it's big. Big. You didn't mischaracterize that. It's big.
It's a big indentation.
So you probably want to undo the top button.
No, it's not. No, it's not like that. Jeans are supposed to be, you know, they're supposed to feel good. They're supposed to be, and they're comfortable. These are not, I don't buy them if it's like cut the circulation off.
Okay.
I could get into a 38 if I really wanted to try it, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I want to feel good. That's it. Don't be quiet now, please. Please don't be quiet now.
What would you like me to
last
say?
Last thing you said was, it's a big indentation, you know. That's a big, big, that's huge. Well, that looks like a Utah mine. You know? Jeez. No, I'm fine now.
That's why I said, would you like to...
stop the show?
No. Are you done?
I'm done.
Because if we continue...
Nothing more to add.
The only route for me.
I mean, I know
two.
That I'm subjecting myself to ridicule. I'm more than aware of that. I'm comfortable with my body, and I'm not also standing pat. You know, I am exact. I'm not exactly, you know, on a collision course with maternity pants. I'm not doing that. I'm trying to change.
Hold a line, sure.
Not hold. No. This is not a line you want to hold.
Better
let
than
me
that.
Just.
This is a line. This is the word. The word is retreat.
Okay.
Off of this line.
Well,
good. What you just said is that. You're trying to hold off the maternity pants.
Yes, hold off the maternity pants.
Hold off wearing maternity pants.
No, I've never been close to that, and I guess some might say this is close to that. So here you go. But I floated between the sizes that I am, which are 38 on the small end, 42 on the top end, and I've done that for 30 years. That's where I've been floating around. Maybe 25 years, maybe not 30 years. You know, and I really think that even at my weight goal, if I got down to where I really wanted to be, I would say I'd be a 36 on my absolute best day. I don't think I'd ever be skinnier than that.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, I sizes are weird. You never know.
10 pounds is an inch.
Is 10 pounds an inch?
Roughly. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then maybe it's good that I started my dieting when I did.
Started what dieting?
When I went on that little crash diet and then followed up with the Weight Watchers, which I'm on now.
Oh, I see.
Which is a net weight loss of about 5 pounds.
Well, good.
That's where I am right now. I'm not sure 10 pounds equals an inch, though.
That's
I'm not sure about that.
Told me.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think 10 pounds equals an inch if you're losing weight? When you were losing your weight, did you lose a...
After that picture of me was on the internet,
yeah,
I got nothing to say to anybody about weight, okay? You know, I'm not going to say nothing. There's no defense. I'm not going to give that whole, who's sticking his stomach out. It's like, that's an embarrassing picture. Who am I to be talking to you about your weight?
Well, you did lose weight. You were heavier
yes.
than you are right
and,
now.
And I'm lighter than you. But it doesn't... And I did a little dance. But it don't mean that I'm in Buzz Burbank's area.
No, Buzz, what's your waist size, Buzz?
I'm wearing 30,
your jeans.
I'm wearing 30 30s right now.
30, 30 inches.
There you go.
We have the same inseam.
Thanks. Appreciate that. I could come over there and smack you right now.
The reason I asked you about like cutting off the circulation,
yeah.
There are a pair of Levi's 38s I have. This is how I know I gained weight, too. God, we sound like old queens. We should stop this. It's just I know when I put on the 38, I get the indentation and sometimes in Levi's. Right.
Yeah.
That's why I said, so you get yourself some stretchy Dockers. And
you're always.
And you do what you got to do.
I think you always, with jeans, you're going to get a little bit of an indentation.
Especially sitting,
Yeah, I mean, if they're fitting.
And to be totally honest with you, you really got to, I don't like talking about weight because I've lectured about weight, then I gained some back.
Yeah,
and,
we gain, we lose.
You know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sit-ups. That's all I can say. Yeah. That's what I'm living for right now.
Yeah, from that doctor?
No, from that video.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sit-ups.
So the doctor with the bad breath had nothing to do with that.
No, screw him.
Okay.
Screw him. I'll take a pee on his grave.
I'll keep you posted.
I'll outlive him. I guarantee you that.
Ichabod Crane.
But yeah. Fat like me. I don't care.
That's a nice title of a movie. Fat like me.
I really don't. And you should just give it up. You know what I mean? Don't stress about it.
I don't stress about it. I think about it, and I try to do the right thing, but I don't stress about it.
Good.
Because really, you got at a certain point.
I would say, and I say this with love, stop worrying about it.
Well, if you look.
Faggy, too. I say this with love.
Don't you think there is a fine line also between, you know, knowing you're a fat guy and also completely throwing it out the window? I mean, if you.
That's a close one to call, Mike.
A fine line.
You know, really kind of chucking it all the way, you know. Well, who's to say you're not going to be like on the Yahoo website with one of those little pictures in about 10 years, you know?
Well, you might be.
I mean, you got to sort of think about what you're putting into your body. You can't throw caution to the wind completely.
True.
You know? Yeah, this subject, you don't like this subject.
No, because I'm going to end up saying you're going to have to involve exercise at some point.
I know that.
And see, I can't say that because there's a fat picture of me on the internet.
No, I know that.
I don't feel right saying
that. No, I mean, to really get to where you want to go, of course you have to do both. You have to do both all the time. That's why I always like that. You see where I park?
No matter what.
I park right down at the bottom of the stairs. I take those stairs
every day. Closest
to
the front door. It's the closest spot to the front door.
That's right.
Even on the days when it's 1,000 degrees and everybody else parks their car over in the shade,
right?
So the interior isn't 100 degrees. You always park right by the front door.
That's because by the end of the show, usually the day has cooled off. I've never been uncomfortable getting into my car at the end of the show, even on the really hot days.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's no problem. I always park in the old WARW Employee of the Month space, unless. Some dude with a 30-inch waist decides he wants to take it.
Are you guys still having that behind-the-scenes fight about that parking spot?
No, I don't know. I usually get here. Buzz, I average getting here earlier than you do. And, you know, I grab that one. I enjoy that parking space.
And lately, like today, if I get here first, I leave it for you because I know you like it.
And if I ever come to you with a sticker that's larger than the one that I just gave you, I should be able to park in a handicap space. That's for sure. With my knees and thighs walking, you know, working together, rubbing together as I walk along. We had the fattest kid in my school used to walk with his knees literally bent in due to his weight, and they were rubbing together, and you could hear him walk down. Whatever pants he was wearing, even shorts, you could hear the friction. I can't even imagine. There's no amount of talcum powder that could have taken care of that situation. No, but I feel good. I feel fine. I'm always going to think about it.
Good.
I feel fantastic.
Sure, I feel good.
Why not?
Couldn't feel better.
All right.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Just a quick statement and question for you. One, in all fairness to Hitler, he was never cruel to animals.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you really don't know that. Wouldn't Hitler be the kind of guy that would have tortured animals as a kid?
Robbie?
Possibly. No proof.
Oh, Rob says no. Rob says he loves his dogs. All right, what else?
And quick question. I'm a fairly new listener, and I caught you guys on CBS Evening News. Which one of you was wearing the Hawaiian shirt?
That's me, Don.
Wow, Mike, you really are fat.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're not telling me anything I don't know.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
Uncomfortable.
Do you like the stretchy?
Never the stretchy.
Do you like the stretchy?
I only have a couple pairs of shorts that have that kind of waistband, and I don't like them. I don't like them at all. Because to me, you're either wearing shorts or you're wearing a bathing suit. You know what I mean?
What?
You're either wearing shorts or you're wearing regular dress shorts or you know, khaki shorts, uh-huh, or you're wearing a bathing suit. And no, bathing suits have the stretch waistband. No, I don't like the shorts.
You can get cargo shorts that have the stretchy things,
yeah,
on them.
Yeah, but I don't like those. I like,
why?
I don't. I prefer to,
why,
wear,
why,
regular. I just.
Chick, why? Chick,
Larry, why? Larry, I, why? I don't, why, have an answer for you.
Why?
Shut up, Larry.
Why do you favor rape?
I don't. Now, don't bring, why, that into it, Larry. Larry. Larry.
I like the way you address that now. Don't bring that into it. Like it's a known fact.
Well, he said it so many times. Just,
you know, you've almost built up that resistance that they talk about with people when you see awful stuff over and over, right, again.
Yes, I've become desensitized.
You've heard it so many times. You don't even get uptight about it. No, Larry, we don't talk about
that. No, that's past. That's,
why, like, do you favor rape?
Not sure yet. There you go. Desensitized.
That's the highlight. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.